Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, broadcasting live and direct from the Arnagard Fire Hall in Arnagard, North Dakota. We are here today because Cookfest is here today. Cookfest is an annual event that brings the oil and gas industry to communities that are a part of this booming industry in North Dakota, an industry that, by the way, pays for one half of the taxes for the entire state. So schools built in every corner of North Dakota, roads and bridges built in every corner of North Dakota, water projects built in every corner of North Dakota. About one half, a little more than half, of the taxes paid by the industry goes to fund those. So this is an industry that is a juggernaut of our economy, and today we celebrate that in Arnagard, North Dakota. From 2 until 4, there's something called the Bakken Basics Education Session. This is a really neat thing for folks in the community, certainly, that come and learn about the industry and ask questions of the experts here. And then in addition to that, it's a good thing for people from everywhere, because if you're not at all familiar with, okay, where's the... Kathy Nesset, for instance, gives a presentation. It's just fantastic. It really is great, explaining sort of the basics of the Bakken and all the geology behind it. But a lot of questions come up on from the locals on kind of the impacts and what does this mean for me. And, you know, you think about when this started, when it was a combination of great innovation and technology that said, wait a minute, we can take hydraulic fracking, and we can take horizontal drilling. We can combine those two. And now we can pull oil out of rock 2 miles below the surface. Way, way down. When that innovation began to today, the things that are done with energy corridors, the things that are done with gathering pipelines, the things that are done to take the natural gas that is a product of the drilling and gather that, process that, it's incredible. That, I mean, from when it started to now, it'd be like from Alexander Graham Bell and a telephone on two tin cans to the iPhone, but in a much shorter time frame. Pretty amazing what has happened. And, of course, that hasn't been without challenges in the way of impacts and additional roads needed and infrastructure and housing and all those things. These communities have bore the brunt of that, and they've done it as great partners. They really have. I'm in the Arnagard Fire Hall today. We're going to talk a little bit with a member of the Arnagard Rural Fire Department. That when he moved here, there were, you know, maybe a dozen fire calls a year, and now there's 100 a year. So, you know, there's just ripple effects through everything. And from 2 until 4 today, a chance for the locals to learn more about what the future holds. By the way, I want to applaud the Grand Forks Chamber. They're doing one of their East Meets West, West Meets East tours, and they're bringing a contingent today from the Chamber in Grand Forks. It'll be honored today and be part of the Bakken Rock session. And then the fun begins at 4 because there's a barbecue music by Lane Sandstrom and Mick Soiseth tonight, which is great. That'll be in Nelson Park, which is you're not going to have a hard time finding anything in Arnagard, because you'll see the fire hall right when you come in. And if you go down to Nelson Park, which is Main Street and 3rd Avenue, that's where all the fun begins. Free food, live music. And when I say free food, I'm talking free food. I mean, there is an incredible amount of food. Bunch of different cook teams, all competing for the best of the best. We're going to meet some of the folks today that will be part of this event. Look forward to that on the program. I want to spend a moment on talking about fighting for freedom today on the program. I was listening to Greg Kelly's show on my way out here yesterday, Arnagard, and he played a clip that contrasted when Democrats say they're going to fight and what that means and how they use the language and when conservatives do. Now, when I say fight, I don't mean fight like Antifa or Black Lives Matter or riots. I mean, I see the flag of the United States of America, and I think, look, this is the greatest country in the face of the earth. I've been able to be a guy that's just been on the radio since the time I was 12 years old, and full-time since I was a freshman in high school, and I'm doing talk radio since 1986 in Grand Forks, and I get to get on the radio every day and say what I believe and facilitate a conversation with other people that stand up for what they believe in. That, to me, is fighting, and it's fighting for the red, white, and blue and the United States of America. That's the way I've chosen to fight. I would do whatever I need to do to stand up for that. And it's amazing to me that now I see people in Cuba who literally like make pennies a day in this horrific country that has been destroyed by socialism, by an awful regime. And you see people there using our flag to say, I want freedom. I love that. I absolutely love that. I think it's fantastic. So they've chosen in their country to fight for freedom by saying, we want what they have in the United States of America. Now, the question is, how long will we have what we have in the United States of America? Ronald Reagan, just a few presidents ago, the 40th president of the United States, we're on 46 now, said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Well, if we know that and believe that in our heart of hearts, that means we're going to have to fight to make sure we're not the generation that sees freedom snuffed out, right? We got to fight. What's that mean? Again, right now, today, fighting can mean just standing up for what you believe in. Just say this stuff. But be careful how you do that, because political correctness suggests your words will be used against you. And that's how they cancel us. That's how they shut down our conversation on freedom. Listen to this from Greg Kelly's show last night on Newsmax, where he first played some clips of Democrats using the word fight, and then contrast with what they say now about us using the word fight. Listen to this.
Well, I'll do as president what Donald Trump hasn't. I'll fight for you.
I will fight for you.
I want to fight for you.
Okay, all politicians say fight for you. They never mean it. They said it. But they're playing a trick on us now. They're trying to say, because of January 6th, well, we, on our side, can't talk about fighting. Because when you talk about fighting, you're somehow encouraging that. You know that's been exaggerated, January 6th, but this is really happening. The left, they're calling me out when I say the word fight.
Let's talk about pro-Trump media's responsibility, TV networks' responsibilities. Here are just a few examples of the rhetoric on Fox News and Newsmax and OAN in the run-up to Wednesday. Listen to the word that keeps getting repeated here.
He's still fighting for us. He is fighting for us. Now, we have to fight for him.
You hear him saying we have to fight for him. We have to fight for Trump. How much responsibility should we be assigning to pro-Trump media?
Give me a break. It's disgusting what they're suggesting, all right? Not saying fighting. It's a word that everybody uses all the time. But this is an example of the games at the far left that they're playing, and even not so far left. They want to control us. They want to control our language. And they want to actually, next time I say fight, I'm like, oh, God, everybody, I don't mean actually fight. I mean with it. You know what I mean. And they're trying to pervert it. And they use January 6th as the ultimate excuse. It's also the ultimate lie. We'll be right back.
So isn't that amazing? And again, what do they do by doing that? By saying it's okay for them to fight. I mean, Barack Obama, you hear Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden all using this in the course of a presidential campaign. It's fine for them to do it. As soon as we do it, oh, wait a minute. You're trying to mount an insurrection. And they succeed by waving us off the plate. They use political correctness to silence us, to cancel us. The big media does this. Leftists do it. Big tech does it. And what do? Many of us sort of cower in the corner. Now, I'm in Arnagard, North Dakota today for the Cook Fest. This is an industry that is continually under attack. All right? If they have their way in the name of climate action, this industry will go away. It will cease to exist. And they do that by regulation. They do it by taxation. They do it by a insane policy that says, let's drive all of this development because we're going to need the products this industry brings us, every plastic, every phone, medical products, all kinds of things are used from petroleum products coal is affordable energy. They're going to drive all that out of the U.S. in the name of climate change, and guess what will happen? All the same environmental impact will be there, and it'll be worse because there'll be less regulation on it elsewhere other than here. So the product doesn't go away. The extraction process, the industry doesn't go away. It's just in places that regulate it less. And guess what? They win. It's more control for them. So if you don't fight, and by the way, I'm just using this industry because we're here today talking about this. I could say the same thing about education. You see, now they're emboldened to say, if you're against critical race theory, you're racist. They use the R word. And God-fearing, freedom-loving Americans that know in their heart what is right tend to stay in the shadows and not come out and not take on this battle and not fight for freedom. And then they wake up one day and they don't recognize the United States of America. That's the battle we're in. I want to know from you today whether you're willing to join that fight and what that fight means. What your piece in that will be when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at war. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change, and then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Arnagard, North Dakota today. The location for What's on Mind telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I am anxious to hear, not only for this particular industry, not only for all the things that in the name of climate activism and climate action and all the things on that front that you are willing to do to fight. We've seen a little sign of this at school boards throughout the region. By the way, Mark Levin has a new book in which he connects Marxism and the quest for Marxism to much of what we see as a, sort of a cultural battle in the United States. One of those is one of the things Mark did for his book is he read and read and read school textbooks that are currently being used in classrooms throughout the United States, and was awakened to this agenda that has permeated classrooms. And we see a growing number of people that are now going, well, wait a minute here. This started actually during COVID. Wait a minute. Now, okay, the pandemic's over, but you still want kids to wear masks, not one, but two, but three, but four. Where's the science for that? What's behind that? Asking questions, right? Hadn't happened before. Kind of novel. School boards are getting asked questions about this. What's the policy? Who are you listening to? Do you get, you know, other advice from other doctors? Why that doctor, not that doctor? Same thing on critical race theory. Now the NEA has come out and said they're going to support the NEA. Are they for students learning, or are they for indoctrinating? But it has brought some people off the sidelines. That's what fight looks like, in my mind. What's your piece in that? Will you be scared to not fight for what you believe in, what you stand up for? And this has to happen in communities, too. I'll use, McKenzie County as an example of this. All right? We're in McKenzie County, so let me use McKenzie County. There are a lot of people in this county who have received a bounty unlike anything their parents, grandparents, great-grandparents could ever imagine from oil and gas development. And certainly they've also had impacts from that, no doubt about it. So the bounty has sort of taken the edge off some of the things that have come in the way of impacts. But it's incredible. And there are people who govern them, on county commissions as an example, who have received that bounty but now say, I'm not sure I want that bounty for my neighbor. And the people who benefit, again, and have received this, the people who have said, you know what, I'm going to teach in a school now in Arnagard. I'm going to coach a football team now in Arnagard. I'm going to build a restaurant in Watford City, a hotel in Watford City. I'm going to open up a grocery store in Watford City because there's more people here because of this industry. And they kind of just take that for granted. Rather than go to the county commission and say, hey, this is important, my livelihood, the people I employ, the opportunities I provide depend on this industry. They've got to fight. That's fighting before their county commission. And it's as simple as telling their story. Do you understand what I pay in the way of property taxes, what I pay in the way of payroll taxes, how much I risk by opening up a business here? You need to hear from me, too. That's fighting. That's what it looks like, too. Speaking of fighting, Mike Lindell does his fair share of fighting for us, doesn't he? Election integrity. You don't have free and fair elections. You don't have an election apparatus you can trust. You don't have America. And he is fighting to say the count should be the count. We ought to trust the count. What's happening in Arizona? Why do you think Joe Biden's going to Pennsylvania today? Hey, we don't want legal ID. We don't want voter ID. We don't want, you know, all these things to make it harder for people to vote. Wait a minute. What the reforms do is make it easier for people to vote, right? And harder for people to cheat. Who could be against that? But again, they control the language. They change it. Mike Lindell is fighting on that front, so let's fight for him. How do we do that, Scott? It's as simple as saying, I'm not going to go to the big box store and buy my towels and my sheets and my pillows and my slippers and moccasins and bed toppers and mattress toppers. And they have actual beds and blankets and dog beds and bathrobes, all of that. Forget the big box store. Forget the stuff that doesn't come from America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the promo code Scott and Radio Listener Specials. Right now, the deal of the day, buy one, get one Giza Dream Sheets. So you buy one at the lowest price ever, you get two sets of sheets and free shipping. But buy one of everything. Stand up for Mike and election integrity. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Byron Bornstedt is here. Byron is Brian. Is it Byron or Brian? It's Brian. Okay, I keep saying Byron. But it is Brian Bjornstedt, who has been our host here at the Arnegard Rural Fire District Fire Hall in Arnegard. And are you fourth generation?
Fourth generation to live in Arnegard, yes.
Right here in Arnegard, North Dakota.
On the property.
On this property. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to extend a welcome to Scott, your program, and also the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation on behalf of the mayor, Virginia Elliott, who happens to be on vacation right now, a well-deserved vacation. Myself and the other council members and the residents of the community of Arnegard and the outlying community of Arnegard, thank you very much for bringing this food fest to us this afternoon. We hope we do well and eat you guys out of ribs, whatever it is that you're serving up.
Exactly. By the way, the Fire Hall is hosting the Bakken Basics Education Session from 2 until 4, and then from 4 to 7, barbecue, music, Nelson Park. So it's free, doesn't cost anybody a penny, anything today,
right,
which is great. So what do you want folks to know about Arnegard?
Right. Well, we're a small community. We've had our ups and downs over the last 100 years or so. You know, population increase, population decrease, different things. But basically, we're alive and well. We're working towards growing a little bit, but also growing the community, growing some businesses in town. We have some properties that the city owns that if anybody has a business that wants to come into Arnegard and talk to us about what they can do and stuff, there are a lot of people, not just in town, but in the surrounding community. Right now, you have to drive. We have a convenience store, but you have to drive to Watford or Williston, basically, to pick up your basic food needs for existence. You know, mom and the kids get on the station wagon, they go to Watford, or they go up to Williston. And we'd kind of like to change that and try and get some business in town. You know.
Well, for one, I would tell you that 85 is beautiful. It's an example of what is a bounty, too, from oil and gas development. It's just absolutely beautiful. And so you have, you know, a bedroom community to Watford, but a close distance to Williston. And really, this is all one area
right now
in the middle of the Bakken. So
the Department of Transportation has done a wonderful job in opening up 85, not only to handle the impact of the oil field traffic, but also to ensure that people have a safe passage and stuff like that. They've done a very, very good job.
They have indeed. Byron, I want to, when we come back, have you tell a little bit about one story here that gives you an idea of how the industry comes together to recognize the need and the change just in one area. That's in fighting fires and having the first responders here in Arnegard. And it's a neat story. We'll do that when we come back. Plus, our friend Pat Bernelli is going to be here to talk a little bit about some folks that will be in town today for this event. Stay tuned for that coming up.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee, so you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees. And you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Running away from their responsibilities, Texas Democrats fled the state to Washington, D.C. Tim Berg reports.
Texas Democrats are leaving town and skipping their responsibilities to prevent a vote on a Republican-backed elections bill. Party officials tweeted the lawmakers are risking arrest by leaving the state to keep the Texas House from having a quorum. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says there's a lot of bluster regarding this Texas voting law.
The rhetoric here outstrips what's actually being done. Let's look at the Texas bill. The existential threat to voting is by saying we can't have 24-hour voting or drive-through voting. That's an existential threat when, in addition, you're adding more days of early voting, you're adding more drop boxes. That's all in the Texas law.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, many of those Texas House Democrats visiting Washington, D.C.
USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get you back on the road. All things diesel is what they have you covered for it, DAC Diesel. So the trucks, the tractors, you name it. I mean, they really can do about anything you can think of in the way of diesel action. What they're probably best known for is just top-notch service. They're going to take care of you. You're coming through Bismarck. You got an issue. You call them. You get in. They're going to take you to the hotel. They're going to work on it. They're going to get you back in the hotel, whatever you need to do in the meantime, and get you back on the road. They also are great about preventative maintenance. Really good at it. And they'll come to you if you got a really big challenge sitting somewhere and need some help. Call them, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, or online at DACDiesel.com, DACDiesel.com, one of our fine sponsors here on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Live from Arnagard, North Dakota today, to your calls here in just a bit. I see Gordon and Fargo's waiting to go. We'll get Gordon on here in a moment between our next two guests. More of our conversation now with Brian Bjornstad. Brian, a city council member here. Welcome to everybody and getting set for the big day in Arnagard. I wanted to talk about just one little piece of the Bakken from the time you moved back here. You told me earlier from California, fourth generation, family land. So you come back in and you say, hey, I want to be a volunteer firefighter. What did that look like in 2005 when you moved back, Brian?
Well, in 2005, I'd say most of our fires were field fires, combine or cigarette or something like that. Every year it's increased. Obviously, it increased as more and more people moved back into the area, activity increased in the area and stuff like that. I happened to do the stats for the fire department. So back in 2001 through about 2004, we were tracking 4 to 5 incidents a year. Unfortunately, we might have a house fire, but most of it was out in the field. 2005 to 2010, there was begin to be a little bit of an uptick. It wasn't just our fire department. You have Watford City, who's a much larger department. We are a much larger area. You know, I don't know what they started with, but they probably doubled their calls during that time also. You get into 2010, and then things really blew up, so to speak. By blew up, I mean the numbers went off the charts. But once again, you're bringing more people into the area. You have more activity.
So you have what do you average now in the way of calls? We go 4 or 5 a year.
Yeah, when I first started keeping stats in 2001, yes. We're currently at about 45 or 46 calls, and that's really between us, it's fire and medical. In 2016, under the guidance of our chief, Rick Schreiber, our current chief, He decided to start up a medical unit due to a couple of incidences where he thought that we could provide a quicker response for medical for people in the city of Arnigard and in the township of Arnigard and the community of Arnigard. And so he's decided to start up a medical unit, of which he's the chief medical officer. We work under the guidance of McKenzie County Healthcare System, and all of our people are certified through the Department of Health. They take the standard, the initial test for becoming an emergency medical responder, and then they take a retest every 2 years. And that's a pretty good time investment, and there's also a cost there that's borne by the fire department. So these guys are out there. They get calls. I'm on the fire side. Rick is on the fire and the medical side. So these guys get called out all the time. I just get the fire calls. But right now, we've been going back probably 80, 70, 60 calls the last few years. It seems to have plateaued. There was maybe a little bit of a pullback here in the last 12, 16 months with
But that's amazing. You go five a year to, you know, a peak of 100 and come back a little bit, but it transforms it. And I'm sitting in a beautiful fire hall here where the Bach and Rocks Cook Fest will be today. And I'm looking at the folks that helped make this happen a few years back. And it's folks like Kinder Morgan. And I see the Newfield Foundation and One Oak Foundation on there. I see First International Bank, MDU Resources. I see Zavanna. I see, you know, a host of folks, XTO Energy and Caliber Midstream being part of this. And, you know, local folks and local businesses coming together with the oil industry to say this is important. So
that is correct.
You know, that's a good example of sort of standing shoulder to shoulder with you, recognizing the impact that comes from the industry and saying we need to do what we need to do to build the infrastructure.
Well, what really helped us was when we would respond, if you will, to a fire that was maybe generated by the oil and gas industry, whether it be a static discharge on a tank battery, or maybe an automobile accident, that type of thing. So, you know, Arnigard Fire, McKenzie County Fire, Watford City Fire, Alexander Fire, they respond to these. And these people remember who showed up. And so when we go to them and we ask them for some funding and stuff like that to help us build a fire hall, because the last one was probably not as big as this training room that we're sitting in now, and we crammed five trucks in there. And trying to get trucks out was kind of like shaking a cat toy and having the food fall out. It was tough. So now we have good bays out there. We have good units and stuff like that. Some of those were helped with oil industry funds and grants, especially grants. Chief Schreiber and our other officers have been writing grants, you know, to try and support us so we can support the community. So when we respond with the equipment required to take care of the particular incident, whether it's a medical emergency, whether it's a crash rescue where we have to cut people out, whether it's a fire, a residential fire, or whether or not it's an oil-related fire.
It's a great story. It really is. Thanks for having us today. Thanks for the great hospitality and all your good work making this happen.
Well, on behalf of the Arnigard Fire Department and our Chief Rick Schreiber, and on behalf of Arnigard City Council and our Mayor Virginia Elliott and the council and the residents of Arnigard, we thank you very much for hosting this event, and especially you, Scott, for providing the airwaves back to the people on the eastern side of the state.
Appreciate it very much. We love everybody to know what's happening in this industry. Take it very, very seriously. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Brian Bornstedt, City Council member here. Let me get Gordon and Fargo in here and then welcome our next guest from Arnigard today. Gordon, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Scott. I want to tell you a little story about George M. Cohan. He wrote a lot of songs. He was in the 40s. He wrote a song called Grand Old Flag. I think you should look it up on the Internet. It goes, your grand old flag, your high-flying flag, and so on. He wrote a little poem that he was famous for, writing poems as an intro to the meat of the song, but I think as you look it up, and I think you're a patriot. I listen to you all the time, and thank you, Scott. Goodbye.
Well, thank you, Gordon. Appreciate the tip. We'll do, and you know, these are the kind of things that we ought to be teaching in school today. Where is an appreciation for the history of just the flag?
Yes.
And what that flag has seen, what's happened underneath that flag, right? You know, I mean, this is old-fashioned. I don't think so.
I think you should pass it on to the flag guy.
There you go, Jim, the flagpole guy. You can take that out with him. I love it. Will do, Gordon. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. You bet.
Bye.
Pat Bernanoli is here. Pat is with the Rough Rider Center in beautiful Watford City and also a great connector in the Bakken, making sure that that the businesses and the industry have the people they need out here. He's done a lot of good work in the industry and now for the community of Watford City and the county of McKenzie County. And today is welcoming a group of folks from the Grand Forks Chamber, which I think is fantastic. How are you, Pat? Good to see you again.
I'm doing great. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate being here and part of this great event here today in Arnegard.
Always good to see you. How are things at the Rough Rider Center?
We're busy. It's a crazy week here in Watford City. We got the, of course, the Cook Fest today. We got our home fest coming up. We got people doing hockey camps, all that type of stuff. So just hustling and bustling out here in Watford City, McKenzie County.
And the annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council coming later this year, right?
Yeah, coming in September. And so we'll have our event team here today, lining with the Petroleum Council, our conference council, and making sure that we're in line and in tune to make sure we pull off a great event in September.
That's great. You're part of this East Meets West, West Meets East group that has been, I think, just wonderful to bring community leaders today. A group from the Grand Forks Chamber will be here. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is going to be a great deal. We've been working with the chamber over there, Barry Wilfert, and then Mike Dunn with Construction Engineers. So those two, myself and Daniel Stenberg, have been working together on this itinerary. We got these folks, a bunch of leaders coming over from Grand Forks, and we call it a return to the West. And really what it is, Scott, is we're looking for opportunities to collaborate and, to see how we make this region better, working together, East and the West. And anyway, these guys coming in today, they're going to be attending the Cook Fest. We got a special treat for these guys. We've got Ovintiv, who we're going to get these Grand Forks folks on a bus, and Ovintiv is going to take us out to a well site and kind of give us a tour and kind of explain to our neighbors from Great Grand Forks what's going on out there on these well sites. So we just we're excited about that. We know our Grand Forks folks coming in are just really excited about that tour. So
That's important for people to understand, just the industrial complex behind that. Right?
Yep.
I mean, Eastern North Dakota, you're thinking of, potato processing would be a good example. There's obviously a lot of agriculture-related things. But this is foreign to anybody in Eastern North Dakota to see that level of innovation that happens actually on a well site. What are they going to see?
Ovintiv's going to spearhead that, and we want to thank Ron Ness and his team for sure, because they're the one that helped set that up with Ovintiv. But we're just going to probably stage the bus just outside a well site. And, of course, Ovintiv's going to just kind of share just the dynamics that goes on behind that pump jack and just all the things that are going on there. I also want to point out, too, Scott, that we're bringing over some other guests, too, to kind of align with this group, too. So we've got a new president at Wills State College. His name is Dr. Herning. I reached out to him. I was had the privilege of serving on that presidential search committee, so we're bringing him over, of course, with Kenley Nebaker. And so we're going to make sure that these folks get aligned with these guys, and we'll just get Dr. Herning jump-started with this group as well.
So what kind of sparks happen when you get the East and West together, do you think?
I just think it's just going to be magical. I mean, we obviously have this event today, and then we'll be at Stoneholm tonight from 7 to 9. That's a networking event. Really encourage your listeners in the area to come and just meet these folks from Grand Forks. But, tomorrow we also have a meeting at the Rough Rider Center. We're bringing over top brass from Williston and Dickinson and Watford City, and we're just going to collaborate and just kind of share with each other what we've got going on in terms of progress over the next 1 to 5 years. And we're just great neighbors to one another, and we care about each other, and just how can we help and collaborate and be great.
And there are needs. There are things that come from all over the USA to meet the needs of this industry, and when they can come from other places in North Dakota, it's great. Economic activity, jobs right now that you can quantify that happened in Grand Forks as a result of that. Then, of course, the contributions on the tax side. So it's great. Pat, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for hosting this group.
Yep, thank you, sir.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of giant seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1-liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus, great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents. 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell you about a Hot Spring Spas. Great hot tub. What do they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours, be part of Every Day Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Life can be hard, and with the news these days, it can be even harder to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help with. That smooth, old family cinnamon and spice recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day. Whether you left the house or not, North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created in a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name, or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
That's well said there, Kev, on the bumper music by our friend Tom Petty, right?
Not going to back down.
Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better, give you more choice at the pump than anybody. Lots of great options at the pump, low price options, and great food, by the way. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Hardware today, the meatball dinner. Homemade meatloaf in West Fargo, West Main Avenue. Swedish meatballs on 12th Avenue North. Now, is that not a round of comfort food, unlike anything you've heard? Hot beef sandwich in Valley City today. or your choice also, chicken pot pie, tater hot dish on MP Avenue, and steak fritters in Glendon. Oh, my gosh. You kidding
yes.
me?
Yes. You had me at steak fritters. Yes.
Exactly. Jim in Roswell, South Dakota, let's get you in here, and then we're going to talk with our guests from the Cookfest team in beautiful Arnagard, North Dakota today. Go ahead, Jim. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just called again. I'm driving down the road, and I heard the word Arnagard. I haven't heard that. My great-great-grandfather settled that town, and then they moved to Mayville, North Dakota. Well, my mother did and that. But it's about time that somebody recognizes the old Norwegians that have worked their heart. Settle the little town of Arnagard. That's all I had to say.
Well, that's a lot. And as well said, too. They worked their hind ends off, or whatever you said there. They did. But you think about, people literally homesteading here, getting here on a boat, coming to New York, saying, okay, I'm going to go to Arnagard, North Dakota. Our winters, our summers. And how they got here then versus now. Think about the metal in those individuals to do what they did. And think about how life is today, right, where the poorest of the poor have, 50-inch TV and cell phones and, a lot of safety net provided by the taxpayers of the United States of America. You couldn't be more right, Jim, to recognize that grit.
My grandparents, I got letters from grandparents that they sent back to Norway. They got paid 2 cents a day plus room and board to pick rocks in the field.
Oh, my
God. Now, you imagine that today.
Making a living, raising a family, building a town, building a state, building a country. Love it, Jim. Thank you. Glad you called. That's why we love our listeners for that kind of inspiration, for sure. All right. Glad to welcome to the program one of the Go Wireline Cook Team members. Go Wireline is an oil field service company. They help the fracking process. And Carl Bottorff. Did I say that right? Bottorff?
Bottorff.
Carl Bottorff is here. What nationality is that?
German.
You're German.
German.
German. Exactly right. And Germans should be behind the barbecue grill whipping up some delicacy. What are you guys cooking up today?
Today we've got pulled pork. We're going to do some ribs. And I've got a special blend of beans and, of course, some potato salad.
Oh, my white mouth is watering already. And I've been to the Go Wireline food buffet before, these cook fests. You guys do it well, always in the tops in the awards. And so,
yes, thank you very much.
Anybody's coming to Arnagard today, and they're going to meet the barbecue action from 4 to 7. Look for Go Wireline and be there.
Stop by.
Exactly right. Carl, what do you want us to know about the good work Go Wireline does?
Go Wireline, we're a local company. We're based out of Williston. We have a shop in Dickinson and then one in Greeley also. The owners are born and raised here in North Dakota. We are North Dakota. Took me 48 years to get here, but I finally made it home. It's a great community. I love this state. Plan on spending the rest of my time here. We appreciate what the community puts up with, what they give to us, and we like giving back to our communities. And that's why we're here in Arnagard.
And the history of this company is great. I love the North Dakota connection. I love the fact that these are folks who work for folks that sent the money elsewhere and said, you know what, why don't we do this ourselves? Why don't we compete with some of these folks that are from somewhere else and put North Dakota ingenuity into this? And this is an industry that's ever evolving. I mean, what you guys are doing is just cutting edge. Explain a little bit of the Go Wireline secret sauce, if you will.
We have Wireline, basically, like you mentioned before, we are part of the frack process, but we also do other services with Wireline. We run, in particular, bond logs. We'll determine the cement casing so that water aquifers are not disturbed by any well fluids. We do caliper logs to determine the thickness of the walls of the casing inside the well. And, of course, we do, there's like 78 other services that we do. Everything is to protect the environment, the communities. So it's a vital part of the oil field. It's a good job.
It's a good job. It's a great industry.
Yes.
And so much of what we use and take for granted every single day, from cell phones to medical products to everything, rely on this industry and
yes.
And happen. And when we see service industry folks that help the fracking process and help this get more and more efficient all the time, done by North Dakotans, we just smile. So glad you're doing it. Carl Bottorff from Go Wireline, the go-to spot for you when you go to the barbecue today. We'll let you get back to the good cooking.
All right. Sounds good.
That's secret sauce, right?
Secret sauce.
Yes, in more ways than one. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
More coming up from Arnett Garden, North Dakota today for the Bach and Rocks Cook Fest. Ron Ness joins us when we come back. More of your calls, too.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.